Welcome to another episode, of Things in Wonderland. You know, I was feeling a bit of pressure to come up with an idea of a new episode. And it got me thinking, like, I have this weird sense of really putting something out there, something creative. And I feel that it needs to be really good. It needs to be perfect for me to put it out there. But you see, I don't have any listener. So whatever I put out is just whatever I put out. Do you understand? Like, what difference does it make if this episode is any good? Because there is no benchmark. This is the first. So there's nothing to compare to. And it's not like lots of people are listening. So I thought I'll just press record and see where it goes. So yeah, that's been playing on my mind recently. It's weird, isn't it? Like, this internal expectation, I would say, for something to succeed. So when I've been thinking about starting a podcast for no fucking reason, just to put some voice out into the universe. Maybe someday someone will listen, or maybe not. It's just gonna be sent into this vast internet and nobody will ever listen. But that's the thing. Who cares? Who cares if nobody listens? And that brings me to the next thing that is on my mind. Like, if you start something with this attitude, who cares? Because then there is no too much expectation, right? You're not expecting too much back from the universe. So it's like you're giving in the energy, but you don't expect anything to come back. And if nothing comes back, something does come back. Being like, you know, it's the forces of the nature. It's the forces of the universe. Like, it's something I came across, this Jehovah's Witnesses while I was going to Argos to pick up something. So this guy, Jehovah's Witness, was like trying to convert me basically to Christianity. But he started with this really interesting starter that, do you believe there is a creator? And, you know, everything is, there needs, the Christian belief or the one God or God belief that there needs to be a creator in order to create something, this most beautiful thing as a human being, as miracle as we are, right? So his argument was that we are so magnificent that there needs to be a creator. And then if there is a creator, then that creator needs to give instructions and manual in form of a Bible for us how to lead our lives, right? And I was like, nah, man, I'm not buying it. Because if you're a creator, right, if you create anything, you might give some instructions how it would operate, but you wouldn't necessarily want it to be controlled as you would want your creation to be. So like, if Picasso would have made a painting, it wouldn't be like, it would be wrong for Picasso to say that this art can only be interpreted in this way, and you cannot see this creation from your point of view. This is the only point of view. So wouldn't that kind of defeat the purpose of the creator? Like, if there is a creator, for instance, right? That's what I said to him. If there is a creator, wouldn't it be more natural for the creator to let it be? Like, okay, I've created you. Now go. Do your thing. Right? Do your thing. Rather than saying you have to do certain, you have to spend your life in a certain way. And if you have a little bit of consciousness, you would not be immoral. And that's the whole point. Immorality comes, it's a very humanistic thing. Do you really think dogs have morals, or bears have morals, or any other species have morals? It's just they go on their instincts. And since we have developed this consciousness, we have developed this complex systems by which we, you know, we want to live our lives, or other people dictate how we should live our lives. Yeah, I think that should be enough for today. Thank you for listening, if somebody is listening.